And welcome back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Rick was talking about planning, but before we continue, Rick, Tim said he had an announcement he wanted to make real quick, and then we'll go back to you before we take our callers
that's
away.
Fine.
Okay?
Okay, ahead, folks. All right, folks. Here's the thing. As you guys know, or most of you might know, I have been putting up our radio shows on YouTube. If I put up last week's show or this week's show, I guarantee that we will be banned from YouTube. Therefore, if you want to listen to it again, please go to RBN Archives. The shows are there in full. And I will also put out an announcement for our YouTube listeners and viewers about this. But I just wanted to let everybody know why the last week's show was not put up and this week's show won't be put up. There's some things you just can't say on YouTube, even if they're the absolute truth. All right, Rick and Lori, go for it.
So once again, I find myself not fit for human consumption. That's about right.
No, well, actually, it was me and Lori, not you, Rick.
I'm getting used to it. Oh.
No, it was Lori and I. It's not you. Lori's comments this week and my comments last week and a couple of callers' comments last week is why.
Well, I feel better about myself already. So with respect to the onions, when they crink and the foliage just is not standing straight up, it just drops 90 degrees, you don't have long. You got to get those things out of there, and you want them as dry as you can get them. So if it's going to rain, that's untimely. That's probably real bad for you, because if it keeps raining, you're just going to have to chance it and pull them anyway. But if we're into the dry, and usually you're in the dry season when this starts, because like right, mine will probably, some of mine have already started to drop, and I feel fine just taking those because it hasn't rained here in a week. Go ahead and take those. Also, another thing is some of them are starting to bolt. In other words, they're getting a flower spike, and those will not store. If they bolted, you're going to have to put those in a separate bag, and those will be for more or less immediate consumption or consumed soon. But as far as trying to store them into the winter, you ain't going to make it there. And then when you dry your onions, you pull them out of the ground, and, you know, some people will just leave them in the sun for a couple days, which you can do. I usually look for a spot like on the east or the north side of the house so that they're getting dry, but they're not in the sun all day long. So that's kind of how I like to dry the onions. If you're going to leave them out there for 3 to 5 days, and then you're not going to put them in plastic or anything like that. You know how when you get onions at the store, they're in a mesh bag? Well, if you're going to have to store them in a cool, dry place, you're going to need airflow. And, you know, like a lot of people have a rack in the barn. If you don't have a barn, why don't you have a barn? I'm kidding. You could use your basement or something like that. Just hang them from the rafter there. Keep them up off the ground. Keep them cool in a dark place, and they will store as long as you're likely to store them. I'm still having massive problems with deer. If I don't keep everything sprayed with cayenne, neem oil, and cinnamon on a regular basis, I lost a whole flat of beets early this week. They ate 50 beets, roots and all. They
pulled
them right up out of the ground. Ate it all. Well, I am hot now, buddy. This is what I'll be doing with this. At Harbor Freight, they have these things. I think they're called Bing Bongers. And what it is, it looks like a little sensor. So an infrared sensor, and you can get a set of these for about $10, I think. And you got one inside the house, and then one you place out, battery powered, weatherproof, and when something gets close to it, it bing bongs inside. So I'm going to get about 3 sets of these, and I'll mark them, up near the house, the hoop house, southwest corner, whatever I'm going to do. And then, get up in the middle of the night when I hear a bing bong and go off, see which one it is, and then, you know, walk out there with a shotgun and go ahead and light these fools up. See how long it takes them to get the idea. And by the way, quick recipe, quick tip here. What I do is I take a 2-quart pot, put a couple tablespoons of cayenne in there, which is cheap if you buy it in large quantities. It's cheap. Simmer it on low, usually about a tablespoon of cinnamon, and then I just let that sit until it's cool. But you cannot, and I mentioned this before, you cannot pour that directly into a sprayer, or all the pepper that's left and all of the cinnamon will clog your sprayer immediately. So I pour it through a terry cloth towel. But, and I've mentioned this before too, but it's worth mentioning because I maced myself twice in one day.
Hey, Rick, I need to interrupt for a second, buddy. We've had two callers on hold for about 15 minutes. We've got Mike in
California
and Mike in Arizona.
No, I need to know these things. Okay, gotta let me know. All right,
let's go to Mike in Kentucky. He's the first on the list. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, well, it could be, I guess, but did I hear you right? This show will not be on YouTube, right?
That is correct.
Well, let me dog whistle something.
I know what we can get away with on YouTube, and I know what we can't. And this
Sometimes you can dog whistle in code, and they don't recognize it like this.
I don't think that's what we did.
If you know that one.
That works.
That one works because nobody recognizes it. There's a lot of flags and emblems that nobody recognizes either unless they're into the history. If they haven't forgot their history, then they'll recognize it, and that's a way you can kind of let your camp be known, so to speak. You know, the third national flag, they had to change the second national flag because it was confused with the flag of surrender, and so they added a band of red across the end of it because it was mostly white, if you know the history of that.
Right, that was the third national flag of the Confederacy. You're absolutely correct. That's the one, when I fly it, it's on my flag pole in front of the house.
Well, it's not to be confused with the battle flag, which is square. The battle flag is just the portion that they're trying to get rid of that off the Mississippi state flag. I don't know how, you know, if they're going to or not, but anyway... since you're prone to play that piano music, I thought I'd chime in with that one. That's an easy one to learn on harmonica. We Are a Band of Brothers. Da, 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 da. It's about the Bonnie Blue flag, the flag that bears the single star. So anyway,
appreciate you bringing the tune. That was nice. Appreciate that.
Well, since it's not on YouTube, then maybe that, you know, I'm sure we're being listened to. Our state police here in Kentucky has their own intelligence division, so I have to wonder if they've got wildlife cameras watching me. You never know. They can post stuff anywhere they want to, apparently on utility poles and keep an eye on somebody.
Are you feeling like you're wildlife? Is that how you feel?
To jump out of all the words of art, I think you have to revert back to something like man upon the soil, because res ident is, in Latin, property identified. If you're a res ident of Missouri, then you're property identified with Missouri, if you go back to the...
Right.
Or state of Missouri. Now, I don't know what the heck Kentucky is. I've got a Bouvier's Law Dictionary from 1917 or something. It's 4 pages of fine print just to try to define the United States. So how can I swear an oath to something I can't even figure out what the heck it is?
Oh, trust me, you're bound anyway. I can guarantee that.
No. All law is contract. If there's no full disclosure, it invalidates contract. If you're under duress, invalidates contract. Threat, duress, coercion, and a lack of full disclosure, a lack of the meeting of the minds, all this defects contracts. So all law is contract, as the old professor would say, then you're under duress. You know, you can feign loyalty, but they should know better.
And I didn't want to bring this up, but the when if and when you're in court, you will see that your name is in all capital letters, because you at that point are a corporation. And if you refuse,
you cannot go before the bar. They have this thing called uncognizable. If you try to argue something that the court will not recognize, then you are uncognizable. And that's a code word to basically say they're not going to recognize the truth.
Right. No, I'll tell you guys,
the past couple of court filings. I'm sorry, Rick. I'm stepping on you. I apologize.
No, it's irrelevant. I'm just saying, you in fact, in the eyes of the government and court, you are a corporation, and they are trying to do business with you, the corporation. And in fact, you are not necessarily the corporation if you choose not to be.
No, I was wanting to speak toward what you were talking about, intuition, before the top of the hour, or you're being, you call it, clairvoyant or empath?
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
I thought you said empath.
It's, derivative of the word empath, empathy. Go ahead.
Well, okay, empathy, I think our intuition, gut feeling is, and you get hints of this, I think the elite have known about this for a very long time, and I think they, in a large part, have tried to work on us to curb that.
Mike,
and I think, the devil believes his scriptures. The devil believes his scriptures. He cites them, even though he messes it up throughout the story.
So
he knows that at points in time throughout the timeline of human history, your young men will dream dreams and have visions. And so how do you prevent that? The occult will be looking for that. They have seers and witch doctors and, empaths, that are not in the right camp. So their antennas are pointed in the wrong direction, shall we say. They're picking up the wrong stations. If you remember antenna TV, where I'm at, there was two different channel threes. If you had, your antenna pointed off in the wrong direction, you'd be getting channel 3 out of Louisville, Kentucky. Channel 3 out of Charleston would interfere with it, or vice versa. So you could put your antenna on one side of the hill and get Charleston, West Virginia, and the other side of the hill you'd get Louisville. So I think that's what's going on with Masons and a lot of these people that consider themselves spiritual. Their antenna's pointing on the wrong channel.
Well, I didn't want to get into that, but I will just mention one thing, and that is if you find yourself in that situation, just about anybody is allowed to speak to you, and then you have to use what's called discernment, and that's when things really get rough, and you have to know who's talking to you, and you can usually tell a fruit by its tree, a tree by its fruit, and so anyway.
That works too. You find a piece of fruit, you find what tree it goes on. You can work it back the other way. But I think there are things interfering with our metachlorian count. If you're a Star Wars nerd, you know what I'm talking about. The metachlorians that are supposedly responsible for being in tune with the Force and eligible to be a Jedi if you have a high metachlorian count. That is a pun or a play on the mitochondria of the cell and chlorophyll and plants. And Frank from Utah, what's his name? A guy that calls in all the time. He's a pathologist who's been defrocked by the government.
That's Tom.
I'm sorry. Tom from Utah. He's on to quite a few things in that department. We have two digestive systems, basically, a dual mode, you might say. We have to protect ourselves when we digest meat by producing copious amounts of mucus to stop the acid from digesting our own tissues. And so we have an enzymatic digestive system. And there's all kinds of probiotics, friendly bugs, as I call them, that produce, and you need at least 4 pounds of these in your gut. But they produce things like melatonin and the B vitamins. And so when we get exposed to chlorine in the water and antibiotics through the overabundance use in the industrialized farming, then that affects our gut, and that affects this friendly chemistry that we're producing.
And
the irradiation of the food is killing the enzymes that we're eating. If you eat store-bought food, your enzymes are being depleted. So Something else I ran across recently is the fact that there is something called spin chemistry. It's affecting computers. That's quantum mechanics. And all these cell phones, they don't want to know if they're affecting bees being able to find their way home. They want to blame it on neonicotinoids, and that might be a factor. But the animals that get disoriented and can't find their way home either, you know, stuff like that, is it these special cells in our brains that most humans are not in tune with that help us orient ourselves to the magnetic field of the Earth? You know, can they be affected by spin chemistry? I think they can. And I think that also feeds right into this whole intuition, empathetic sympathy. The other thing is our entire solar system has drifted into the Sagittarius mini arm. Whether or not we're from the galaxy Sagittarius, we're in a much noisier place with more cosmic rays, and the sun is one of vacation. So all of this can affect what you're talking about. Your gut feeling, I believe, your intuition, your discernment, your empathy, and all these subtle effects that most people just dismiss. You know, they're not even, you know, it's science fiction or something. They don't want to, where does science fiction get its ideas from?
Hey, Mike,
yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Have you ever been in combat, buddy?
I think we're all in combat because we've been declared enemies of the state since at least 1933. I think we're in a war zone. But no, I have never been in combat.
Thank God.
I was rejected by the military.
I've got PTSD.
Well, I think, there's stories of that coming out of people that are online, like these administrators in Facebook have PTSD from all the stress of seeing all this stuff that they have to censor.
Right.
I've seen it.
The only reason I asked that question was to see if you'd been where I was. I will tell you guys something, and our listeners. Gut instinct or gut feelings or whatever you want to call it, intuition, has kept me alive or did keep me alive through a lot of years. And my son says exactly the same thing. You get this feeling sometimes hours before anything happens that something's going to happen, that you're getting ready to get shot at, that you're getting ready to lose people. And it's just a feeling that can't be explained. I don't know how else to put it.
Real quick, and I'll let you go. I just wanted to say that why would the Bible tell us to rightly divide the Word of God if there's not stuff in there we should look out for? Because, you know, this whole concept of infallibility of the Scriptures, I think, has to be looked at when you look at that one verse, rightly divide the Word of God. What are we looking for that's in there that we should recognize? You know, there's a whole school of thought that says Paul wasn't a genuine disciple, you know, and the whole road on Damascus light thing was some kind of a ruse, but you see that. There's a theme of that. The Mormons have this angel of light came to, you know, Joseph Smith supposedly, and what was it, the Masons claim, through Albert Pike, says that Lucifer is the god of Freemasonry, but Muhammad supposedly got an angel of light visiting him in a cave, and our New Testament tells us, beware, for even Satan can appear as an angel of light, bringing you inspiration, and it's fake. I'll let you go.
True. All right, thanks, Mike. You have a great weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Please hold on.
No time for a summer friend. No time for the love you send.
Surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do.
Okay, guys, we have another caller that's been waiting. It's Mike in Arizona, this time on line 9. Good morning, Mike. Oh, okay. Mike dropped off. Okay, so let's go ahead and we apologize for that, Mike, if you're listening. You're welcome to call back in. We're going to go ahead and
we'll try to do better next time, yeah.
Yeah, right. We'll go ahead and let you finish up, Rick. We were talking about guarding before we had our callers, so.
Sure, we will. Well, we'll never actually finish up with that, but that's a very productive break. While everybody was talking, I got two flower beds cultivated. I forgot what we were probably talking about, onions, but I essentially finished that part. But I will tell you that I will be doing business with Dixon Dale again. Now, there are a few different things, a few things I wished I'd done differently. I probably, doing it a second time, would have probably planted fewer onions and more leeks. Leeks do not do what onions do, where they all just kind of decide all at the same time that we're finished. Leeks, they don't bulb up, of course, and you don't have to. You can let them get to be an inch and a quarter around if that's what you want to do. So you can take them at various times, at various stages, and use them and just basically let them in the ground and let them keep growing. So that's different. Onions are different than that. I will say another thing about the raw onions, and I don't know if I may have mentioned this last week, and if I did, I apologize, but we have been making things like pico de gallo and other snacks using tomatoes, jalapeno peppers, bell peppers, and the red onions that I'm growing. And these things are so crunchy and so mild that my kids cannot get enough of this stuff. They're eating it with a tablespoon instead of a chip because they just can't get enough in their mouth. So I will definitely want to do business with Dixondale next year, but I want to adjust kind of the way I handle it. There's another thing that I would like to report on, the Merlin beets, but I'm having a hard time with the deer getting. I have some other Merlin beets in the hoop house, which they haven't gotten to. It's supposed to be the beet with the higher sugar content. I will let you know how that works out. The other thing I want to mention is I planted a couple of different kinds of summer squash. I planted the type that climb, like the the yellow crookneck and I'm trying to remember what the standard green one was, what the name of that was. But also I planted a different sort of summer squash. If I don't know if you all know what a patty pan squash is, but it looks like a child's top. They look like a little satellite. I'll tell you what, this is a plant. It grows as a bush. It doesn't climb. It grows as a bush about 2 to 3 feet in diameter, and the squash are bright yellow. They're real easy to see. And you want to get them when they're about the size of your hand. You don't want them to get too awfully big, but I did this one and let it get a little too big. And what I've been doing with these things, and this, honestly, the boys from Haas, they love to eat. They eat right on the show. They eat their homework. They just absolutely, the older guy just loves summer squash. And he says that's the one thing he always looks forward to in the spring is getting the summer squash. So what we've been doing is taking, slicing the sunburst. This yellow one is called sunburst. I don't know if I mentioned that. Slicing it thinly with the red onions and a little bit of my elephant garlic and sauteing them quickly in some olive oil. And I got to tell you what, we've done that twice now. It just knocks my, it's so good you cannot believe how good this stuff is. I mean, the patty pan squash has a little bit nuttier flavor than the standard climbing varieties. But the other thing that I would do next year, most definitely going to make more room for the sunburst patty pan squashes. In my opinion, that's the way to go. We have not had a lot of bug pressure here at this point, and haven't seen much of downy mildew or powdery mildew on the leaves, which they will get as the heat and humidity continue to build. Squash bugs as well. I've seen one squash bug, but as far as viruses on the winter squash or mildews, not seen it. But then, in my defense, I am keeping them coated on a regular basis, and about weekly, or after a rain with their liquid copper product and spinosad, which is as I mentioned before, is an organic pesticide, but different than BT because it kills on contact. I've got these, and I think, Tim, you've probably seen the pictures, the periwinkle blue Rosa Sharons.
Right.
The bushes right now are covered with these saucer-sized blue flowers, and it is quite startling. As people drive by, they actually take their foot off.
What's hey, guys, that? Hold that thought. We have our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
That,
please hold on.
Sure.
would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here on RBN. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Okay, Rick. You were just going to get
to him
before break.
Tom Petty, yeah. You stepped on that part where he said, let's get to the point, let's roll another joint. Anyway, nice work, Ken. I love you, buddy. I'm going to buy you a beer. I promise. No, that's all right. That's okay. It's a family show. You don't want to have to explain to the 10-year-olds what a joint is. Just tell them it's your elbow and be done with that. So I forget exactly what I was doing here, but I do want to say that along with the beets, the deer around here eat the sunflowers as fast as I can grow them. And I've been trying to grow the florist variety. They're called. I've been trying to grow the florist variety. It's called a pro cut. It's not the great big ones. They're real colorful, and they only get to be about 4 to 6 inches. And if you're in a florist shop, those are the ones you're going to find in the bouquets. So far I have had no luck. There's going to be a reckoning around here, I can promise you this. I need another freezer because I'm going to do some damage. The other thing I want to mention is, humorously enough, we had, if I mentioned this before, I apologize. Raccoons took one of my hummingbird feeders and pulled the bee guards off, and so the bees found it. And the hummingbirds couldn't get anywhere near because it was covered with honeybees. So I took it and I put it in the garden. Well, I don't know why, but now the bees can't find it, but the hummingbirds can. But it was supposed to be there as a as an attractor for the pollinators, and so far that's not working for me. But what I do notice is as I walk around, we have lots and lots of blue flowers because that's my thing. That's my theme is blue flowers. That's what I like. And the blue, the clover, the white clover and other things may or may not have bees. But the catmint, which is a blue to purple flower, always has bees on it. So instead of fighting with this, or trying to get bees to find sugar water, I'm simply going, apparently they can see blue just fine, I'm going to go out and get another 8 or 10 catmints and put those near the garden, and then I know that the bees will be at the garden for sure. I've seen people put various flowers out in order to attract bees to the garden, but they'll show you marigolds, and I'm not being critical, but I never see bees on marigolds ever. So I don't know, you know, yes, they're great looking, but as far as being useful as a pollinator attractor, I don't see it. And there is a now catmint can be weird. There's some various strains.
Hey Rick.
Yeah.
Let me interrupt you, buddy. We got a caller, and I don't want to lose this one because we keep them on hold for 15 minutes. Well, Let's go to Tom in Utah.
Yeah, okay.
Good morning, Tom.
Believe it or not, I'm going to ask you a gardening question.
Cool.
You hear me okay? Rick, are you aware of anything that's attacking the pears in the West right now? My wife tells me that her sister's pear tree has these little black dots on the leaf. And she's concerned to see.
Is this an ornamental pear like a Cleveland, or is this an actual pear tree that's growing fruit?
It's growing fruit.
Yeah, there he is. And I'm not a horticulturist. There are various viruses that will attack apples and pears. One of them is called cedar apple rust, and it manifests itself exactly that way. And I don't actually believe there's a cure for it. But
there's not, Rick.
You know, if I were you, what's that?
I said there is not a cure for it other than cutting down all the cedar trees within several hundred feet of your orchard. Tom, are any of the leaves turning completely black on these pears?
Let me ask my wife.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Well,
I got a cheap. Betty?
No, that's okay.
Well, here's the thing. If any of the leaves are turning completely black, that's something called fireblight. And they're really, again, if you catch it early, maybe some kind of oil sprays will help. But the only thing that's ever actually worked for me is cut off the infected branches.
I'm asking about that pear, the pear tree. Is there any of the leaves that are completely black? Just little spots. Okay.
Black. I'm not sure. I truly don't know what it is then, Tom.
Fire blight attacks some things, but believe it or not, you can have the tree sprayed with streptomycin, which isn't actually, it's an old school antibiotic that they don't use too much anymore. It's like penicillin. But it's expensive.
I used to have barrels of it.
you might just give it a shot. I don't know. And maybe inhale while you're doing it. Yes, I sprayed a tree, but I never inhaled. You can give it a shot. I wouldn't know if it would work, but it's, you know, you might try that before you get out the chainsaw. Maybe try it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful she's got some beautiful pear trees and produce a lot of good pears.
Yeah.
Don't want to lose them.
You would almost expect that to go down the line. You would almost expect it to basically, you know, infect the next tree over. That's almost what I would expect. Maybe do some research and maybe spray it and see if you can stop that from spreading anyway.
Yeah, I used to have a 55-gallon drum of antibiotics for my cattle.
Well, look it up and make sure I'm right. I think I am, but I'm never really 100% sure. I am older now. When I was young, I was always right with every single time. Everything I said, I was right every single time. Now I'm getting a little curious about my efficacy, my veracity. I don't know about it anymore.
Uh-huh.
Well,
Jimmy,
anyway, I'm sorry we couldn't identify that 100%.
All right. So you haven't heard of anything out here so far?
No, nothing new. Nothing, no. No. There's no buzz on the internet about it. That does not sound like the UV problem that I've heard, which is burning the tops out of trees mostly. The aluminum is falling from the air, and then the UV, which is actually scorching off the tops of trees. But this sounds like a virus. This sounds to me like more like a rust problem of some kind.
Yeah, I wish I could see, then I could give you a better description.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks.
All right. That's okay. Thank you.
Okay,
calling,
hope to hear
Tom.
From you next week, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So with respect to cultivating the flower bed while we were on break last time, I want to mention something. Moss Tools has a single-tine cultivator, and you wouldn't think, it looks like Captain Hook's hook, except it's got like a flat diamond on the end of it, and that flat diamond is no more than, let's say, 5/8 by 5/8. And you wouldn't think you could do much with this, but Travis Hoff says it is his favorite cultivator for going like in between onions and flowers and stuff. I got to tell you,
right.
During the break, I did two flower beds that were 10 foot by 10 foot in between all the flowers and got the weed, uprooted the weeds, got them all straightened out during the break. This thing is great. They should, honestly, everybody should get one of these for a high school graduation, in all honesty. So, you might now, I will tell you this, I didn't complain to the boys, but when I got this tool, my particular handle was, it's hickory, but it was warped. I didn't care for that much, so I took that one off, and I went out and I got myself another ash handle that was nice and straight, and I put it on there, and I didn't mind. It was $5 for that handle, and so now, in my opinion, this is literally... one thing, though, it is just, it's got like a 4.5-foot handle, so as a back scratcher, it's almost useless. But other than that, it's great.
That sounds like it.
It is.
So,
you need to get you one of these.
Rick,
I'm serious.
Something like that went on the back of a tractor. It was fairly wide, and it's very much
right.
Like you're describing, except I could do 5 rows at a time. And,
if
the rows were properly set up.
Well, when he bought the place that he's on, he found this particular tool, although it was ancient, in the shed. And what I think he actually found was that somebody had taken one of those tines that broke off of a piece of agricultural equipment and actually mounted it in a handle. And I think they were using it, and he started using it. It came with the house, and then
right.
They looked at that and they said this thing is better than sliced bread. We should make these. So they started having them made, and I think it was a great idea. And I do love mine. I've got one. I'm wondering if I shouldn't get a backup. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. I mean, it was probably a 2.5-3 minute break, and I got two flower beds done during the break. So
that's
fantastic.
That was,
it was fantastic. It was great. So as I mentioned, I've got 10 eggplants ready to go in gallon buckets when the determinant tomatoes finally bite the dust, and I will simply switch that out because because eggplants do love the heat, and they will do quite well. Just the rest about the time that the tomatoes give up the ghost, these eggplants will be absolutely chomping at the bit to get moving. The other thing I did was I planted probably way too many tomatoes. I still have 50 tomato plants here that I guess are going to wind up in the compost heap. Such a shame, really. But, you know, you've got to do what you got to do. Now, the other thing I want to mention is...
That's a lot of salads and tomato sandwiches.
Oh, it is. That's going to be a loss. The other thing I want to mention is that as the deer ate an entire flat of beets, I only had a half of a flat of beets to put back. I was not properly prepared for such a disaster. And so what we find here is that, you know, as I garden this year, I'm trying to keep track of my mistakes, you know, whereas I probably planted too many tomato plants in my over-exuberance, I did not plant enough beets, but I'm making up for that now. I'm going to, as a matter of fact, what I'm going to do right now is I'm so impressed with these sunburst summer squash that I'm starting today. I've got the seeds out on the counter. I'm starting today another flat of those. At least 20 plants, 24 plants, maybe if not 48. I don't have room for 48. But I will start some more of those. I also bought a half a pound of sunflowers, and I'll try that one more time, and this time I'll make a particular attempt to keep them coated with cayenne and see if I can't, you know, get something done there. The learning process here with respect to pest pressure, and I'm including deer in that, and environmental problems from cold springs to UV ratings that are off the chart, is even though, like Travis Haas says, you know, a lot of things you do are good and a lot of things are failures, you really need to be doing this yourself in your own area and taking very careful note of what works for you and what does not work for you. And then next year, make an attempt not to make the same mistakes twice. And that way you'll up your food production and you'll lower your frustration level. And as they say, you'll farm like a hero. And I think that's what you're looking for. That's the goal. You need to get good. You need to get good at making your own food.
Rick, question for you. Did you plant any of those sorrel beets this year?
No. I just looked at them this morning. I was not at all thrilled with the germination rate on that. Didn't like it at all, actually. And I'm having a lot better luck with the Merlin beets, which has got the highest, as I mentioned, the highest sugar content, and I do love beets. I love baked beets. They are just, they're something. They're as good as baked apples. And so I'm going to plant another flat of those. The germination rate on the sorrel beets, I mean, I don't know, it could have been my mistake, but I did the Merlin beets the same way, planted them the same depth, kept them 55, 60 degrees, and out of 48 cells, I think only three, maybe four, did not come up. So
okay, hey, buddy, we got a break. So we'll finish up the show right after the break, folks. No time for any more calls. We'll be back in three.
All alone, and the sun went down as across the hill, and the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me.
And we're back. Okay. Like Tim said before the break, we have no more time for any callers. This is a time where we do our closing comments and our prayer for the end of the show. So, Rick, I'm going to let you go ahead and go first, and I'm going to ask if you would do our prayer for us today again.
Sure. Well, get your seeds, folks. You know, unfortunately, the red snapper seeds are out of stock right now. I'm really impressed with that variety. There is a little button where you can click, and they will email you, and they get some back in, and I'm sure that they will. That's at HossTools.com, of course. Michael, I'm sure that with the crazies running around the planet, you're busier than ever, but we could sure use your help if you can spare the time. Holy Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who wander through the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you, buddy. Amen.
Yeah. Okay.
Anywhere else you want to go real quick, Rick?
Oh, no, that'll do it. I would just like to say, you know, folks, this thing we're involved in, where they're stopping production of everything all over the world, and the stock market keeps going up. If that should be all I have to say, right there. It's all fake. It's all phony. It's all planned. Pay particular attention to what's happening. You are very, very, you are in a lot of danger right now, and we're asking you to learn to take care of yourself. Please take that seriously. That's about it.
All right. Well, folks, let's let Lori go.
Okay.
All right, Lori, go
first
ahead.
First of all, I'd like to say sorry to Mike in Arizona, but if you will call back in next week, we will gladly take your call. Like to say thank you to our sponsor, Extendivite, and thank you to RBN for having us on the air. Thank you to our engineer who does a great job. Thank you, Ken. Thank you to all of our listeners and our callers for tuning in and giving us a shout when the mood hits you. Also, keeping your prayers, our military men and women, the elderly, and also keep our country and our president in your prayers as well. I have a feeling things might get a lot worse before they get better, folks. So all I can say is God bless
Lori,
and stay safe.
Lori, tell people how to get to our Facebook page, please.
Well, if you have a Facebook account and you go to Facebook, just go to Rural Survival Show, and it comes right up. Not a problem.
Cool. All right, folks, that's it for today. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend and a productive and safe week ahead. Like Lori says, it doesn't look to us like things are going to get any better anytime soon. And fact is, we are talking about gut feelings. My gut feeling is they're going to get worse. Join us same time, same channel next week. And may God bless America. Bye-bye, folks.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.